Good afternoon. This is Todd Kennedy with Sound Waves on WFIT, and I am pleased to introduce True Phonics in the studio today. Gentlemen, Woo! Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Todd. Good to see you again, buddy.
So, Jake, it's been a little while since you have been here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Why don't you introduce the gentleman that we have in the band today?
Yeah, well, first up, we got Jorge Ramos on the saxophone.
Hello.
Yeah, and also singing some vocals here and there. John Holland on the bass, everybody. And Corbin Appy on the drums and singing backups as well.
All right. They're known as True Phonics. Can you tell us a little bit about the band? How'd you guys get together?
Yeah, well, I had come from a couple different projects before, Generalize and back in the day, Barefoot Libation, a couple bands that people have seen around here. And, well, we all have kind of come from different bands, and I just kind of wanted to put all those pros and cons together into one new band as well as the songs I've been writing. And put it into a new project, and it's gotten us all the way to here.
Yeah, well, you have just released a new album, True Phonics, the album.
Yeah.
Makes it simple there. And the first time I heard it, I love the different sounds, the different influences there. I mean, it's not really one style. There's a lot of stuff going on in the music.
Yeah, and I came from a lot of different genres of music, playing different genres and stuff between the bands I was in. So I didn't want to exclude anything. Just kind of wanted to include everything. Well, what's best for the song, I guess, you know? Don't write for a specific genre of music, just write what's good for the song.
And let the song go. I mean,
yeah.
just let it breathe and exist as it is.
A boundless genre.
There you go.
Other genres.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. So I can't wait for you guys to play a song. And what I heard earlier is this song that you're going to start out with is not on the album.
Yeah, this is one of our new jams, and we kind of wanted to film this, show it to our fans. They can find it online. It'll be on the next album as well. It's called the Fonzarelli's Jam.
Okay, now where did that name come from?
You know, this is one of the songs that we kind of wrote on the spot. Started off just as like a warm-up, and I believe the day we were at practice, you know, Corbin usually wears a hat, but he had a specific type of haircut one day that was Fonzarelli-esque.
It's feathered.
From like Happy Days?
It's feathered, yeah.
Well, he's not wearing a hat right now, so I'm picturing it in my mind what he could possibly look like then.
I don't think he's going to go back to that haircut after we made fun of him for it.
No, it took me an extra 20 minutes to get ready.
Well, now we've already made fun of him on the radio here. He'll never wear it again. So let's hear some music from True Phonics live on WFIT. We'll be right back. That's a funky jam on WFIT with the True Phonics with a song called, what is it called?
Fondarelli's Jam.
Yeah. Man, we like that one. It sounded really, really good. And that is not on the new album called Album by True Phonics, but it looks like it's going to be on the forthcoming album. Now, you guys have been doing a lot of gigs recently since you released this new album, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we play at least every weekend, at least once every week.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're playing new stuff too and stuff from this album?
Yeah, we actually have like half the next album ready by now. So, you know, we have this album and then like another 6 or 7 original songs. And we sprinkle the covers in there with the show and mix them together. It's a pretty good live show, man.
Yeah, I've been hearing great things about catching True Phonics live. So if they come to a place near you, you got to go check them out.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of crowd is at the venue, you know.
They're always great, right?
Yeah, reading about like, you know, what kind of set we will play. Depends on who's there, you know.
You read the crowd?
Yeah.
Like that? And
I think you have to if you play enough gigs around here, the live shows. I think the audience will appreciate that.
Yeah.
We don't have a set list that we follow, you know, in order, any specific order. We just have a list of, say, 100, 120 songs. And just depending on the mood of the crowd, we kind of just pick and choose from that.
Man, that sounds like a great way to do a gig, too. And great for the audience, too. So,
yeah,
you know,
we
if they're in a
good
mood, you can give it to them.
Yeah. Right, we got to keep it fresh for us too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how some bands do the same show every time. It's like,
I feel like it gets boring after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, some of the legendary bands, I mean, like the Rolling Stones, they keep going through their same old thing, but they add little flourishes there just to keep it fresh, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I suppose you have to. Like any art, you have to keep it growing and,
right,
and be fresh.
I like that, though. I like when I go see, like, a, you know, some sort of iconic musician in concert and he's playing, like, all of his B-sides and plays, like, one hit through the night. I like to hear the people like leaving the concert be like, man, you didn't play any of my favorite songs. I'm like, yes. That's
well,
an artist.
You might,
man,
like Bob Dylan on his current tour that, yeah, you know, he didn't talk to anybody and you can't even tell what song he's playing.
Are you sure it's coherent, though? I like coherent musicians. That's what I like.
Well, but you know, once you get to a certain spot like Bob Dylan, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
So when you're up with Bob Dylan, you know, feel free to, you know, just,
yeah,
do it.
I guess now is the time to start his rap career.
Well, we're speaking with True Phonics this afternoon. They're in our performance studio, and we would love to hear another track off the new album.
Yeah, this is track 3. It's called Crying Shame. This is our blues song.
Well, it's a crying shame I'm still loving you, and ain't that the truth? And one of these days I'm gonna have to choose. That's why it's such a crying shame that I'm still loving you. Well, it's a crying shame, I mean, a crying at all. And though tears may fall, I still have my alcohol. That's why it's such a crying shame that I'm even crying at all. And though it seems I've loved and lost another for the 10,000th time, yeah, I'm angry and confused. I was a fool to forget that I'll always be alone, just a shamefully still crying over you. I seem to be up best too, and ain't that the truth? I know it's all probably because of booze. That's why it's such a crying shame that I seem to be up best too. And oh, as my luck would happen, I see I've reached my limits. It's such a saddening point of view. I've tripped to my desire, almost some brand new first impression. Just as shamefully still crying over you. Shamefully still crying over you. That's Jorge on the saxophone, everybody. Still it's a crying shame I'm still loving you. And ain't that the truth? I know it's all probably 'cause of booze. And that's why it's such a crying shame that I'm shamefully still crying over you.
That's True Phonics. We're listening to True Phonics this afternoon at WFIT with another track from their new album called The Album. That's Crying Shame. A little blues sound in there.
Yeah, man.
Man, I love the diversity. We started out with a funk song. Now we got a little blues song. What's
next?
Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, it started off as a guitar player, so I can't abandon the blues, man.
I guess you're really, the blues is the roots of most music, right?
Or yeah.
Just about everything.
Well, the blues will never turn your back, turn its back on you, so you should never turn your back on the blues, man.
That's deep.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, Todd, it's True Phonic. It's Whoa. Not plural. Sorry, man.
Man. That's some heavy stuff there. Yeah. So we are, as Jake said, speaking with True Phonics here in our recording studio. Can you introduce the band one more time and tell them who
we
have in here?
I'll go the other way this time. It's Corbin Nappy on the drums and singing vocals, and he's been with me since the beginning of the album. And then a couple months later, I thought he had like moved out of town. I used to watch this bass player when I was 15 years old. We used to get in our parents' car, and they used to drive us to go watch his band so we could tell our bass player to play like that bass player, you know. And that's John Holland on the bass, everybody. Yeah. And now he's in our band. It's crazy. So last but not least, we have Jorge Ramos on the saxophone, the new superstar of the band.
Man. Yeah. They're known as True Phonics, and they are sounding really good this afternoon. And catch them if you can. They do a great live show. Now, let's talk a little bit about the new album called The Album. That makes it so easy for me.
I'd love to, man.
So you recorded it around here?
Yes, we recorded with Pat Bouts of RDS Recordings, and that's in Vieira. He's the touring drummer for Three Dog Night.
So he has a setup in his house?
Yeah. It's about... it's like the one wing of his house is a tracking room, much like this, and then a control room through the window, much like you have here.
Man, everyone should have one of those in their house.
Yeah, man. It's crazy how much the room, building the right room itself, changes the sound for the better.
Now, did you have most of these songs done when you went in there, or did you kind of work them out in the studio?
With this album, it was about maybe 6 or 7 of the songs I had been writing ahead of time, but they weren't the songs that they are now until these guys put their changes on them and, you know, added their abilities to them for sure.
Yeah.
And now that we have a set four members of the band, we write a lot more songs on the spot and together now than this album. But I was working on this album for a good couple months until I pretty much met Jorge and then met up with John again. So some of the songs were already in production whenever we started with the album, then made the band second. You know?
But you got this True Phonic sound when the stars aligned and you got the right members and put it together.
Right. I mean, we love this album, but I'm always telling people to go online and find our live videos of the songs because our live versions are just a turn up, turn up of the knob compared to the album.
Yeah. Well, if someone would like to see those videos, where can they go? Do you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel, and it's very easy to find our live at RDS videos. We have we did a film session at the studio that we recorded the songs in, so you can also see what the studio looks like from those videos, too. And that features our keyboard player, Ben Bearhorse, as well.
All right. Yeah. We're speaking with True Phonics today. They have just released a new album, and let's hear another track from the album.
Yeah, this song is this is what most of our fans know, and this is probably our most popular song on the album. It's called Money Don't Buy Me Time, and it's true, Todd. Money cannot buy you time.
I've heard this song on the radio before, actually, so
nice.
It must be true.
I think it recently played on this radio, right? Yeah. You know, when studio time counts, though, money actually does buy you time when you have the studio time. So
it's only money.
Yeah. I should have added another verse at the end. Except studio time.
Oh, I need rest. I've been up a few days, now I feel it in my chest. Nothing is for certain, so I wonder what's next. And if it ain't for the fame, guess I'm working for respect. I'm working for respect. Oh, well, tell me what I'm singing for. I didn't mean it, just slipped my mind. Oh, I wish someone had told me. Money don't buy me time. Now I walk behind my own lead. I finally got my way. But if they tell you that is easy, though it gets harder every day. Hey, oh, well, tell me what I'm singing for. Or did I mean it just slipped my mind? Though I really wish someone had told me. The money don't buy me time. Didn't mean it, just in my mind. Oh, oh, oh. someone had told me. The money don't buy me time.
That's another track from True Phonics at WFIT from their new album, Money Don't Buy Me Some Time. Another great song. And if you listen to WFIT one time or another, you'll probably hear that song. So we're speaking with True Phonics in here, and it is a pleasure having you guys in here, man. We've been, you know, waiting for a little while for the stars to align for you guys to get in here, but we're so happy you guys came in today.
Yeah, man. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Todd, man. I'm a radio man myself.
So. You have that voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
WFIT. Music songs.
Well, you know, if the rock and roll career doesn't work out, who knows, you know? You have a backup career.
I only have AM radio experience, though. I don't think that's enough, Todd.
No, it's
not for the big leagues here.
You know, with FM, you get to have a lower voice. You know?
Yeah, and people hear it clearly.
Well, we have True Phonics in the studio here. And again, you guys have been playing with over the years with a lot of different bands.
Oh, yeah.
This is a kind of a different sound that I've heard you play before.
Yeah, you know, I was in Generalize, and that was mainly a reggae band, and I love reggae music, but my favorite kind of music is that jam, funk rock, festival music, you know, and I really wanted to, when it came to my own album, I really wanted to emphasize that kind of music. As you heard with Money Don't Buy Me Time and the first jam that we played, that's kind of the main direction we're going, but we're not leaving the other genres, though. We have the blues songs, we have a little bit of reggae on the album, and, you know, Corbin, you were in a couple different bands back in the day that had different genres of music, right? So same thing with John.
Yeah. Well, what I notice here is Jorge brings some really flowing lines on the saxophone that adds a different flavor to it.
Oh, yeah, man. That was the cherry on top to the band, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I don't see, like, there's not another guitar player here, you know? So
right. You're
relying on the sound of the saxophone as almost like a rhythm guitar, right?
Yeah, you know, and Jorge's real good with that, man, playing parts that support the rhythm and, you know, not playing over the top the whole time, you know, being tasteful when he needs to. So,
yeah.
And you know, we had a horn section at first, but he's done a great job of just carrying it on himself, man.
Right. Well, it does sound great. We're speaking with True Phonics. They have just released a new album. The new album is available at your gigs and on iTunes.
Yeah,
and
any,
all the usual places.
Any app you can find music on. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal. That's Jay-Z's thing.
You got it up
Tidal.
There?
We're on Tidal, man.
Nice, man. You're at the big time now.
You got to go with the times, you know. I doubt it's going to be the next, you know, big music app, but we're on it just in case.
Does Jay-Z, like, call you and give you sales reports and things like that?
Not yet, but I'm always waiting by the phone, you know? I don't doubt that it'll happen one day.
Is he on your speed dial? You can just talk with
if
Jay-Z?
If I had his number, I'd probably try to bother him a couple times, but no.
No. All right. Well, you go get the CD. It is a great album, and again, we love the diversity on here. And it's hard to believe you just come out with a new album just a few months ago, and earlier you said that you were working on a new album, new material.
Well, you know, that's another advantage of having a set four members of the band, having a set band, you know, is that whenever it comes time to practice and work on new things, you're always progressing, and always, you know, we're always creating new stuff. So, and this album actually took a good deal of time. So there were some songs that we had halfway wrote before the album was finished.
Yeah.
You know, if you do an album the right way, it should take that much time.
Right. So. All right. So we have time for one more song here from True Phonics. So give us another song.
Yeah, this song is, I believe, is track 5 on our album. It's called So Good. And this goes back to a little bit of the reggae roots that me and John were playing in back in the day.
Yeah. Cool. We're speaking with True Phonics today on WFIT.
So good, the way you live so differently. I don't think you could spend a day away from me. And though I feel the same, I never let you know
I can't ignore the feeling I should take it slower. Well, you opened my eyes, changed my perspective. I won't say I'm addicted, even notice what I'm thinking. But oh, I know I should. I should be quick and a sudden to empty out my wallet for the feeling you're supplying. Cause oh, it's so good. Burning desire takes me higher. Bound to be always beside her. I may be heard and misunderstood. Oh, why would I stress when a feeling is so good? I've changed lately and I will never be so. I question everything in the world. We think we see what we think we believe. It's all to the powers that be. Burning desire takes me higher. I'm bound to be always beside her. I may be heard and misunderstood. Oh, why would I stress when a feeling is oh so good? Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so. 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 Oh, it's so good. Desire takes me higher. Ooh. And I'm bound to be always beside her. I may be heard and misunderstood. Oh, why would I stress when a feeling is oh so good?
Yeah, it's called So Good, y'all.
That was so good, the song. We have Truphonics here today. Oh, man, it was a pleasure to listen to you guys today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, pleasure to hang out with y'all. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, video team.
Yeah, we'd like to thank Andrew Walker, our recording engineer today, and video production by Surf Road Media. We've been listening to the sounds of Truphonics. They have just dropped a new album called The Album. Go pick it up and be sure to catch them live around town.